Anyway, the question is, how far is too far, and especially, are we robbing our youth in this country of their innocence? Tina Wells is the CEO of the Buzz Marketing Group and author of McKinsey Blue, a book series for tween girls. Tina, how are you?
How are you, Sean?
You also write for the Huffington Post, don't you?
I do.
How's my friend Ariana?
I'm sure she's doing quite well.
She loves me, you know. She just, they're fond of me over at the Huffington Post. Just read some of the posts over there one of these days. Also with us is Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council, a good friend of mine. Tony, welcome back. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Good to be with you this afternoon.
Hi, Tina. You look at these pictures, you read this story, and what do you think? Is this not cross a line for you?
Well, here's the thing, Sean. I read the story, and I thought, you know, I'd screened the first four episodes of Skins and wrote about it. And I have to agree with you. This sounds a little more like a publicity stunt than actual child pornography. I know people at a lot of people at MTV. I consider them to be pretty smart. I think we know that they have historically always towed the line and always been on the edge of what's acceptable and what's not. I think that that is the game that they play. So I personally cannot imagine that they would actually put something on air that they think could be considered child pornography. I don't buy that.
Well, the fact is, just looking at the picture, young kids, you know, young teenagers, well, I guess older teenagers, but they're all literally all over each other. It looks like an orgy on this thing, in this promotional video, hands all over the place, most of them half naked. And I'm just, you know, if this is your 15, 16, 17-year-old daughter, would you want her in that promotional picture?
Of course I wouldn't want her in the picture, but...
You want her on the series?
I think it speaks to a greater... one of the things I said in my piece is, I watched it, I liked the show, but I was also just as equally disturbed, because in my research, like, I talked a lot to teenagers saying, this doesn't really happen. Is this really... And they all said, I know these situations personally, or it happens. And I'm more disturbed by the fact that they're actually showing something that really happens. I mean, at least when you watch Gossip Girl, my biggest critique is, I don't believe any of that stuff happens. Kids aren't drinking, you know, $50 cocktails at the Palace. Are kids doing these things that we see on Skin? I think they absolutely are. And I think it creates a way for parents...
I don't know why you're thinking they don't do this, because honestly, you know, I could tell you that there are neighborhoods in New York and Long Island where there's a heroin epidemic. Teenage pregnancy has been an epidemic for decades in this country and getting worse. The abortion rate soars in this country still. Let's let Tony Perkins weigh in.
Well, Sean, I mean, I agree. I think it probably is partly a publicity stunt, but I think even if it is happening in real life, and unfortunately there are some serious problems among our youth today and what they're engaging in, we don't need to glorify it on TV. And even if we have to sit around a conference table at MTV or any other network and ask the question, is this crossing the line? If we even have to ask the question, I think we've gone too far in terms of being irresponsible in what we're promoting in the culture. But I would say that there's also a policy side of this where I think it's probably a legitimate question that they're asking, is because this Justice Department has not pursued child pornography laws or the breaking of child pornography laws or obscenity in the last 2 years. It's basically gone untouched, and that is allowing groups like MTV and others to push the envelope.
Well, if they're admitting in this New York Times piece that they thought they might have broken child pornography laws, well, now we have this parents group petition, which is out there right now. The Parents Television Council, they've written to Congress, and they want this looked into. And the President, Tim Winter, said in a letter to the House chairman on the U.S. Senate and House Judiciary Committees and the Department of Justice, many of the actors appearing in the show are below the age of 18. It's clear that Viacom has knowingly produced material that may well be in violation of federal statutes. Now, if they admit in the New York Times that they thought this was child porn, Isn't that in and of itself open now to an investigation?
I think they have opened the door to that, and I think it's incumbent, you know, Congress has the oversight of the Justice Department, but this squarely is at the feet of the Justice Department. In fact, there was just a story out just in the last few days that underscored how the Justice Department has turned a blind eye to child pornography violations. And the Congress has been very clear about this in the last 10 years, passing some very aggressive provisions to protect children. And that's what this is really about, Sean,
is that this is about when you put stuff on TV and you glorify it, it is replicated in the culture and in communities across the country. And this puts children at risk. And as you said, very clearly they acknowledge that these actors are between the ages of 15 and 17, many of them.
Tina,
so clearly it's a violation if they're crossing that line.
Tina, is there anything that Tony Perkins just said you disagree with?
I totally disagree. You know, I have to say, background, my father, I was raised the daughter of a minister with five younger siblings, and I grew up watching 90210 and Melrose Place, but my parents made it very clear what appropriate behavior was for our house, what their rules were, and what they deemed appropriate for all six of us. And I don't care what I saw on TV, I was more fearful of my parents and what would happen if I disobeyed their rules than anything I saw.
Yeah, but you're not denying that kids are impressionable either. I mean,
John, can I jump in on that? Because I agree with her that when those parents are there, that that's a key role that parents play. But unfortunately, in our culture today, we're only about 45% of America's children are growing up where there's a mom and a dad in the home to provide that type of oversight.
I agree.
It's irresponsible for MTV to be putting this message out there. And the way it's being packaged, it's designed to draw young people to watch this. And unfortunately, there's not that parental oversight.
But is that MTV's fault?
But is it? Are they being responsible? Is this helping build a better community for children?
I think it's a good question. I think it goes to a bigger question of...
Well, wait a minute. It's a good question, but answer that. Is that, you know, is it built... Do they have a responsibility when they have underage kids acting in films? And if it's true what the New York Times is saying, MTV execs thought they themselves broke child pornography laws, don't you think that they have now opened themselves up into an investigation? For example,
I absolutely think they have, if in fact they've broken those laws. But I do believe in a statement they released, they kind of backtracked on that and said that they know that they haven't broken it.
Of course, they're lawyered up now at this particular point. You've got to know how this works. Don't you think the Justice Department or investigators or the Attorney General's office ought to seize the unedited tapes of the show and take a look at it?
I've seen them.
Seen the unedited tapes. You haven't seen raw footage.
I've seen four episodes. So I think I probably personally have seen much more of the show than anybody else.
I'm saying there's a big difference between an edited show and raw footage. For example,
right,
60 Minutes does 3 hours of interviews for a 15-minute segment on TV every weekend. So how about we get the raw footage and look at it and then decide whether or not what was reported in the Times is true so we can protect these children.
You're specifically talking about the fact that they're going to re-edit an episode. So what was actually going to be shown to most of us in the press was screen the show. It's in the screener that we have.
But you don't know what version of the editing process you got.
But we know that we got the episode that's supposed to air on the 31st. If they're re-editing, obviously there's something that's prepared. They're not going to put an episode on TV that's unedited.
Yeah, but I would doubt that the MTV execs sent out to critics like yourself or people that are reviewing the program. I doubt they sent out the unedited version that they thought was pornographic.
The episode that they talked about that could be pornographic is indeed what we received and further review. I've seen the scene that they're talking about. So,
but did you see we're talking over each other here. Did you see the edited version or did you see the final cut that they wanted you to see?
Is saying that they are the version that we've received is what they're talking about re-editing and taking out the scene that we've already screened. So I've already seen.
Is there anything in there that you saw that might be pornographic?
I don't think pornographic. Do I think inappropriate, something that is disconcerting, uncomfortable? 100%. I think one of the things I wrote about was, you know, it was chilling to watch the show. You know, it haunted me in a way. But the part that was haunting was to think that young people are actually engaging in these behaviors was the part that for me was most overwhelming. It wasn't seeing the scenes, it was understanding. It's one thing to view something and think that's never going to happen, but to view it and think this is happening every day.
All right,
all
now
around
let's say, Tina, that the raw footage is even worse than what you saw.
Am I concerned about it? I'm concerned.
Well, at that point, there might be a legal liability. There might be arrests in the end of this.
I don't think so.
But let me, Tina, let me go back. I mean, what is the redeeming value of this program? How is this making the lives of young people better?
To be honest with you, I don't know that it is. And one of the things you asked earlier, does MTV have a responsibility? MTV as a network has a responsibility to live up to their messaging. If this were Oprah, Oprah's in the business of inspirational TV, I would say it's 110% not on message, has nothing to do with the vision and mission of who Oprah as a brand is. If you're asking me MTV, MTV's always been controversial. Tell me a time in 25 years that MTV has not been controversial.
Well, I agree with you on that, but I'm just asking the question, at what point do we hold these networks responsible for what they're doing to the broader
community? Well, there's more to it, Tony, because they admitted and bragged they're marketing the show to 12-year-olds.
Right. I mean, but is that good for America? Is it good for our children?
Is it good? In my personal opinion, do you want my marketing opinion or my personal opinion?
But you defended the show in your critique.
I did. I think they have the right to put what they want on their network. On the flip side, I think Americans have the right to black out the show, make them have no ratings, and get no ad dollars. I think we as Americans have the right, and every day we spend a dollar, we are in some sense voting and saying we either give you permission to keep doing this or not. So if it were me, maybe there would be a blackout at 10 p.m. We always have a way to respond to this, you know?
But your argument was that the mature audience rating that they're targeting to 12-year-olds, on the one hand...
Well, I haven't seen anything that they're targeting 12-year-olds.
Well, apparently that's what they had admitted then.
Well, I think a good chunk of their audience is under 18.
Well, I think it's absolutely irresponsible to market this kind of mature programming.
Well, they brag that they reach 12 to 25-year-olds. That's what their brag is.
I think the network in general, but I think at a 10 p.m. time slot, you know, again, I'm not parenting America's children, but at 10 p.m. when I was at 12 years old, I was in bed. I wasn't watching anything like MTV.
Tony makes a good point. A lot of these kids don't have two parents at home. Tony, we'll give you the last word.
Well, I just think, you know, what might be legal, and of course they even question whether or not this crosses the line, it goes back to responsibility. Is this helpful? Is this good for America's children? I would say that what they're putting out there endangers children, given the sexual trafficking that's taking place with young people and the exploitation. This is not good for our kids, and that's ultimately what we've got to think about as a community.
All right. And by the way, Tony, I enjoyed being at the Value Voters Summit last year, the premier conservative organization now in the country. Thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you're back again this coming year.
All right. Appreciate it, Tony. And Tina, thank you for being with us. My best to Ariana, okay?
Thank you, Sean.